Welcome to the podcast series for AJP Heart and Circulatory Physiology. I'm your host, Kara Hansel-Kian. Today, we'll discuss the article by Ramados et al. Titled, Vascular Effects of Maternal Alcohol Consumption. This article published online June 22, 2012. My guests today are Associate Editor Nan Kanagi, First Author Jay Ramados, and Leading Expert William Mahan. Let's get started.
Thank you, Kara. The detrimental effects of alcohol consumption during pregnancy on the developing fetus have long been a concern and focus for research. This recent review by Ramados and Magnus tackles the less investigated effects of alcohol consumption on maternal health, in particular, effects on the maternal vasculature. In this review, evidence is presented to suggest that alcohol consumption during pregnancy alters maternal systemic and reproductive vasculature in ways that impact the maternal-fetal vascular interface and thus fetal development. However, not many studies have been performed in pregnant mothers, so many of the assumptions are based on studies of alcohol consumption in males or even in non-pregnant females. Thus, even though it's suspected that alcohol consumption increases blood pressure and heart rate, much of this is indirect. So because of this dearth of direct evidence, it's clear that there's a need for increased research to better understand why elevated alcohol might impair the conversion of the uterine vasculature and in this way decrease nutrient delivery. To help us better understand what's known about the maternal effects of alcohol and why this is an important area, we're turning now to the first author, Jay Ramados. Jay, could you tell us a little bit about sort of unique aspects of the maternal circulation that might make it particularly susceptible to effects of alcohol?
Pregnancy is characterized by certain dramatic adaptations, and the chief alterations that happen during gestation are an increase in the heart rate and the cardiac output, and there is a decrease in the mean arterial pressure. The most important alteration that happens is the level of the uterine artery. There is an increase in the uterine blood flow to about 30 to 50 fold during the third trimester of gestation compared to the first trimester, and the vascular resistance in the uterine arteries just dramatically drops. Most of these changes have been attributed to the programming of the uterine endothelium. These are some of the most important adaptations that happen over the course of gestation.
And so if we were looking at the adaptations that would be susceptible to detrimental effects of alcohol consumption, how might alcohol consumption specifically affect either these endothelial reprogramming, the ability of the uterine artery to vasodilate? Are these the parts that you would call particularly susceptible?
Yes, there are three important aspects here. One is the effects of alcohol on uterine vascular resistance. The second aspect is how alcohol alters the uterine angiogenesis. And the third aspect is how alcohol alters remodeling of the uterine vessels. Even though the basal alterations may not exist, but in response to vasoconstrictors and vasodilators, there could be differences in the response of the uterine vasculature. So these are the three principal ways by which nutrient and oxygen delivery can be altered from the mother to the fetus.
And if we looked particularly at the effect of alcohol consumption on, say, endothelial function, what is the effect, or what appears to be the effect?
The first report that has been published in American Journal of Physiology was done in 2002, and they have shown that, at least in the systemic vasculature, this is in the mesenteric vessels, they have found that chronic alcohol consumption, about 110 milligrams per deciliter in mice, shows that there is a decreased nitric oxide component to the vascular function, and this results in increased vasoconstriction in response to cholinergic agonists. And in the uterine vessels, we have performed a series of work using high-throughput proteomics and genomics, and we have shown that there is substantial alteration in the proteins as well as at the transcriptome level.
Do you know, Jay, if there have been any studies linking alcohol consumption with deterioration in maternal health, such as preeclampsia or diabetes, which would specifically affect the mother?
To my knowledge, there is no specific report that's linking maternal alcohol consumption with preeclampsia or gestational diabetes. But however, that's also because of the lack of human clinical data. However, it has been shown, at least in animal model systems, that chronic binge alcohol exposure results in an increased mean arterial pressure, as well as an increase in heart rate.
When I was talking to researchers in the area of fetal alcohol, when I brought up the topic of the maternal vascular changes, I received a lot of blank looks, as if this was completely outside the realm of discussion of fetal alcohol. Is this sort of true for the field, that addressing what changes are occurring in the maternal circulation and how that might impact fetal development have not been addressed very much in the past?
There are a few studies that have focused on this aspect. My lab is currently focused on this particular aspect, which is the role of the uterine vasculature in the pathogenesis of fetal alcohol spectrum disorders. Even though the majority of the research, as you have pointed out, is like focused on the fetal brain and the direct effects of alcohol on the fetal brain.
And Bill, sort of what's your take on this question of the contribution of changes in the maternal fetal circulation versus the direct alcohol effects on the fetal development?
Jay, I think it's going to be a tough thing to get at on what's due to the direct effects of alcohol and what's due to the effects of alcohol and the maternal circulation. And I guess I'd like to turn the question around and ask Jay, how is he going to investigate that?
This is a very interesting question. We are performing some temporal investigations where we are able to measure some of the vascular functional parameters in the uterus to see cause and effect relationships using different agonists and antagonists, and to see whether the maternal vascular effects precede fetal growth restriction and fetal neuroanatomical or central nervous system dysfunction, or is the maternal uterine vascular defects merely an effect that is concomitant with the decreases in the central nervous system dysfunction in the fetus?
What's your gut feeling on the mechanism? There's a lot of talk about oxidative stress being important in the impaired responses of blood vessels during most disease states that I know of. Do you think this is an oxidative stress phenomenon as well?
The take that we have had so far with respect to FAS research is that there is no single mechanism is able to account for all this multifarious deficits that we're able to see here. Oxidative stress does play a significant role, and we do observe significant oxidative stress in response to chronic alcohol consumption. However, in addition to that, there are a number of local mechanisms in the urine vasculature that also seem to play a part, especially the nitric oxide system seems to be intricately involved. And together with the oxidative stress, it seems to play a concomitant role generating nitrosative stress in addition to oxidative stress. And further, we also believe that there are other endocrine systems other than these local systems that also seem to be playing a part.
What I was struck by was that there are so many unknowns in this field. Obviously, not a lot has been done because of the difficulty of doing research in pregnant women, even in pregnant animal models, but especially in the human population. There's just not a lot that's out there.
That's a very valid point. My lab is right now working on not just the uroplacental vascular component in FASD pathogenesis, but we are trying to work with getting samples from human from a diagnostic as well as a mechanistic perspective. And we are currently using a lot of high throughput techniques in both genomics and proteomics and trying to see if we can come up with a reliable and sensitive and specific biomarker for maternal alcohol consumption during pregnancy. I think this is one of the greatest needs right now in coming up with preventive or ameliorative methods, because what we find is like the earlier we detect, we can start suitable nutritional or pharmacologic or behavioral therapeutic strategies as early as possible during gestation.
So you foresee that at some point there may be a screening in early pregnancy that would identify drinking moms?
That is the goal.
This is obviously not an easy area of research or a place where we are going to find quick, easy, definitive answers, especially in regards to the human pregnancy. However, it seems clear that diminished angiogenesis, abnormal vascular reactivity, and diminished nutrient delivery are strongly suspected to contribute to permanent effects in the offspring. But there's still much to discover in this ongoing search, and we will look forward to future developments. Thank you both.
You've been listening to an AJP Heart and Circ podcast. For more podcasts, visit us online at ajpheart.physiology.org. Thank you.